Praise the Lord, saints. You know, I'm from a tradition, a black tradition, that requires call and response. Therefore, I just need to know I'm not up here by myself. That's actually what that's all about. I'm not by myself. You know, I was asked earlier if I was nervous, and I said no. I'm not, because everyone that I know here loves me. When you're around people who love you, you just kind of say, well, if I flub up, I flub up, they're still going to love me. I just thank God for the opportunity to present His Word. You know, I'm a firm believer that the Word is a living thing. And I believe that my pastor is a righteous man of God. He runs 150 miles an hour, but he's running in the right direction. And I thank God for that. And I thank Him for giving me the opportunity, not feeling being stuck in old ways, saying women can't bring the Word. And I appreciate that, because I do believe that God has called me to minister His Word. And I want to be a willing vessel to do so. As He's told you many times, my grandfather was a Baptist pastor. And when we had family gatherings, you sit at the big table and everybody got to pray for the food, right? Well, he did the big, oh, Heavenly Father, creator of the universe, you know, the long prayer. And then as we went down in age, you know, then we went to the Lord bless us for the food we're about to receive, the nourishment of our body for Christ's sake, amen. Then when they got down to, like, me and Grace, the little kids, we did Jesus' weapon, God is love. That was it. But today, I want to bring you up to one of those little short prayers, little short statements, that God is love. As Christians, I believe we minister to one another through the Spirit because of love. And I'd like to take us to the Bible. Since this is my first time preaching, I think I better shut up and let the Word speak. I'd like us to go to Isaiah 53, please. And in my tradition, when you have it, you say what? Amen. So when I hear amen, I'll know you got it. Isaiah 53. Let's begin at verse 4. Amen. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of His peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we what? Are healed. Not will be, but are healed, because there was a complete work done on Calvary. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before shearers is dumb, so He openeth not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare His generation? For He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, all of us, He was stricken. And He made His grave with the wicked and with the rich in His death, because He had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in His mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He hath put Him to grief. Wilt thou make His soul an offering for sin? He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his land. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be justified by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death.